A word for you from John chapter 6 verse 48. I am the bread of life. You should recognize this very well-known saying. Jesus spoke it in the midst of a huge controversy. He was surrounded by people who were trying to trip him up. And he was speaking very hard sayings, so much so that in verse 60 and 61, Jesus notices that some of his own disciples were grumbling. Yes, even this, which was wonderful news, which was blessed, which could have raised them up, instead, it pulled them down. And they were offended by what the Lord had spoken. I wonder if you and I are maybe offended by this wonderful way of Jesus describing himself. And he means it in the sense, as the Jews understood it, they needed bread, the bread of life, which was the manna in the Old Testament. And he refers in verse 49, the fathers eating the manna in the wilderness, and they died. And then Jesus says, but I am the bread of life. So here we can understand that the Lord Jesus is not separated. He doesn't give that which he is not. That which he gives, he is himself. The message he gives is the very same that the same thing that he is. UJesu uyisinkwa yokuphila. Isinkwa sokuphila okuchaza ukuthi akakhulumi nje kodwa uyikho impela. Uyiso isinkwa. He is that which he speaks. And so it also implies that, and as he goes on to describe, we can eat of him. In the Old Testament, God invites his people, come and taste and see. And so the Lord Jesus, when he speaks these things, he's not trying to offend. It's an invitation. If he is the bread of life, and if we cannot survive without bread, well, then we must feed on him. Well, it's not just feeding on religion. We can't survive by feeding on Christianity. It is Jesus himself. He is the gospel. It's not the gospel separate from Jesus. It's not just about Jesus. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. Is he in your life? Are you eating of him daily? He who is the Word, are you eating the Word? Is it changing you as it becomes part of you and it becomes life within you?